The last in a series of special broadcasts about hybrid seed corn now comes to you through the courtesy of the producers of Pioneer, the quality hybrid seed corn.
And again, we bring our program direct from the Pioneer Hybrid Corn Company farm here at Johnson, Iowa, the birthplace of commercial hybrid seed corn. Pioneer, as most farmers know, was the original producer of commercial hybrid seed corn. And as we've sought to point out in this series of broadcasts, through its alert, thorough, painstaking program of corn breeding and processing, Pioneer is continuing to develop hybrid seed corn worthy of its name. This noon, our broadcast originates near the seed warehouse, where preparations are being made to store in this dry, vermin-proof shelter thousands of bushels of Pioneer seed after it has left the processing plant. Meanwhile, the processing plant, from which our last two broadcasts were made, is over to our left and continues to be a beehive of activity. Incidentally, during the course of the program, our listeners may hear some of the sound coming from the dryer, the sheller, the moving truck. Some of the men are walking by now and then with bushel baskets. A little while ago, we had a plane or two flying overhead, and possibly we'll even get a little of that sound. But from this point, we can see the carefully snapped ears as they're being elevated up to the large sorting bin. Of course, we can't see the bin from here, but we do know a crew of about 50 trained sorters are at work, picking up the seed ears by hand, one at a time, and permitting only the desirable ones to go to the sorting table, where another group of trained inspectors is checking the ears before they're placed in the dryer, where the moisture content is reduced to 12 or 13%. Our listeners will recall that from the dryer, the corn, by means of an endless rubber belt, is conveyed to the sheller, and that still another group of inspectors is checking the ears at this point. From where we are now, we can also see and we can hear in the background the sheller and the grater where the corn is divided into Pioneer's various recommended grades. Next, of course, the seed is treated and then placed in the Pioneer bag, which will be stored here in the seed house. Naturally, a large force of men and supervisors is required to perform the many steps necessary in the processing of hybrid seed. Earlier in this series of programs, we met Raymond Baker and Jim Weatherspoon, two of Pioneer's corn breeders. We also met Herb Hedlund, the Johnson Processing Plant Manager, and Jim Wallace, Secretary Treasurer of the company. Today, we're going to meet two other old-timers in the Pioneer organization, Nels Urban, the Sales Manager, and Bob Garst of the Garst & Thomas Company at Coon Rapids. They've been having a little reunion of their own over there near the dryer, and they've moved over toward the seed warehouse here. They're close to the microphone, and Nels is smiling. He's got that winning smile that everyone recognizes him by, and it indicates that they've been having a lot of fun talking over some of the old times. Bob Garst, all 200 pounds of him, is here now, too, and I'm going to bring Nels up here. Nels, have you been talking over some of the old times?
That's right, Herb. Bob was just reminding me of the time about 10 years ago when he and I were selling Pioneer corn up here in Story County.
We used to have lots of fun. We used to move in on a farmer and say we wanted to sell him some Pioneer hybrid corn, and the first question was always, what's that? More and better corn. And from there we started. We generally succeeded in the course of 15 or 20 minutes of getting him to buy a bushel. That was generally a maximum sale.
I imagine, Bob, you did have a lot of fun convincing some of those fellows about the merits of Pioneer hybrid seed, but I'm sure it's been even a lot more fun in recent years to be able to sell those same skeptical persons a lot of corn. And so far as fun goes, we've had a lot of it out here at the Johnson Pioneer plant. But they tell me the Garst & Thomas project at Coon Rapids is considerably larger.
Yes, that's true. I think our fair statement is that our processing plant at Coon Rapids is the largest one in the industry. Instead of building quite a few small plants, we've seen fit to concentrate all of our production at one place. The result is that we are handling 150,000 bushels of Pioneer hybrid corn there this year. We're employing 1,000 men. We'll bring in and sort by hand an ear at a time and carefully check and dry and grade like you've seen it done here, 7,000 bushels a day.
Hey, those are quantity amounts, and incidentally, you're certainly doing your share in helping to answer the unemployment problem. Urban, I understand you've just returned from the Eastern Corn Belt, where you checked over some of Pioneer's activities in Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and elsewhere. How is the Eastern corn situation?
Well, I just got back from the East on a trip that I made. Saw lots of corn out there. Good many areas, the corn crop is not too good this year. A short crop in some places, other places it's quite good. It's going to be a short crop of hybrid seed all through the East. In general, our Pioneer corn has done a fine job. Just last Sunday, I was within about 35 miles of New York City, and I saw a fine field of Pioneer corn. You know, I stopped along there at the road, and as I got on back from my trip, coming back by way of Maryland, and I asked one of the farmers how he liked his Pioneer. Well, he said, I believe it'll make about 12 barrels.
Barrels?
Barrels. Now, I didn't know what he meant exactly, but I finally found that he meant that it was going to make about 5 bushels of shell corn per barrel, and that would be around 60 bushels of corn way we measured out here.
I see. I was wondering about that barrels proposition, what kind of product you were referring to.
Well, that's all been interesting, Nels. It gives us a first-hand picture of the story back east. Bob, since your Garston Thomas plant serves the southwestern Corn Belt, how about you saying a word regarding the story in that direction?
Well, the southwestern Corn Belt has a decent crop this year. That is, Oklahoma, eastern Kansas, and Missouri have an excellent crop. Northeast Nebraska and western Iowa have the best crop in many years. There is a tragic situation, of course, in south-central Nebraska and north-central Kansas. In that area, no corn will be raised. Even the Pioneer died as completely as the rest of it.
Certainly most unfortunate that that is the situation there in some sections of the southwestern Corn Belt. Right near our microphone now, one of the wagons is coming in with a load of corn from one of the Pioneer seed fields. Well, Bob, yesterday the Iowa Department of Agriculture revealed that about 88% of Iowa's corn acreage was planted to hybrid seeds this year. I'm wondering, since you and Nels are both sort of Pioneer pioneers, what is the actual story on Pioneer's development since the company became the first producers of commercial seed back there in 1926?
Well, of course, the start was slow. When we first started selling Pioneer, farmers were loath to believe that you could produce corn that would stand up, that would increased yields, and that would have all the good qualities that Pioneer has finally shown itself to have. And so the production from 26 until 32 was relatively small. It's only been in the last 8 or 10 years that the production has really gained rapidly.
Well, right in that connection, I believe Nels has a statement he wants to make about those early days.
Well, I remember back in the early days there when farmers were always picking hybrid corn against their open pollinated to see whether the hybrid was any better. I believe that we can give a lot of credit to the tremendous increase in use of hybrid corn to those county agents and 4-H club leaders who distributed samples of hybrids back in those days. I remember particularly some of the men, one man in particular, Ray Laughlin, county agent out here in Jasper County. And you yourself, Herb, down there in Scott County some 8-10 years ago, used to distribute lots of samples of hybrids.
Well, that's right, Nels. We had a lot of fun comparing hybrids with open pollinated varieties back there in 31 and 32. There's been a lot of change, though, since then. Pioneer 355, 322, 330, 307, 317, and others have been proven and added. And by the way, recently I've noticed some signs in some new Pioneer numbers. 373, I believe, and 324, 332, I think.
In the Pioneer organization, we're always trying to get better hybrid corn. We're spending thousands of dollars every year in a corn breeding program, doing a very widespread job testing new hybrids. You're right, we have a number of new hybrids on the market this year. Expect to have new and improved hybrids each year.
Well, gentlemen, every listener who has heard this series of broadcasts from the time we went into the seed field with Ray Baker and then into the processing plant certainly must be convinced that Pioneer spares no effort to produce a superior product. The evidence is here, too. 85,000 satisfied Iowa customers winning the Banner Trophy in Iowa's corn yield test 9 times out of 15 years, and other items like that surely speak well for the yield. I'm wondering, though, how about the feeding quality? After all, most of Iowa's corn is fed.
About 70% of the Iowa corn crop is fed. I think perhaps the most significant thing that can be said about the feeding value of Pioneer corn is that literally thousands, yes, tens of thousands of farmers have been growing and feeding Pioneer hybrid for a great many years. Of course, the record of Schmidt Brothers out here at Del Mar, Iowa, in Clinton County.
Or put in the boys up at Ida Grove.
Yes. Hoffman's up there on their carload of hogs up there at the International last year in Chicago. Well, now these Schmidt Brothers and the Hoffman Brothers we showed cattle and hogs at the International and took first place Schmidt brothers both in 1937 and 1939 on their cow lot of hogs.
I guess that's pretty good evidence on the feeding score of Pioneer. What about some of the other results of this careful, intensive, long breeding and processing program?
Well, I think frequently, Herb, that we pay so much attention to the breeding that farmers are not as well informed as they should on the development in processing. Actually, the first quality of a hybrid corn or any other seed corn is its ability to grow. And I would say that the research in how to best handle corn, at what moisture to pick it, at what heat content to dry it, and that type of thing that has given Pioneer its present germination is awfully an important part. Germination is one of the prime importance.
And that very thing, Bob, allows us to offer the famous Pioneer replanting agreement. Here, a few years ago, we took a rather revolutionary step in the seed business and offered to furnish free corn to anybody who would disc up a field of Pioneer and replant it to corn. Since that time, literally hundreds of farmers have taken advantage of this offer, saved them thousands of dollars, and we feel that it's a real contribution to the whole seed industry.
Yeah, Nels, I want to interrupt to tell you about Nebraska, for instance, as an example of the value of the replanting agreement. Last spring in the Elkhorn Valley and in the Sioux City area, they had 6 inches of rainfall in a matter of an hour and a half. It cost us some 2,000 bushels of corn to replace that. The truth of the matter is that the germination on our corn was so strong that it stood everything but the floods, and it was really worthwhile for those fellows to have their replanting agreement.
Well, that's all very well, Bob, but I've been wondering about the investment made in hybrid seed corn. We know it costs sold from $6 to $8 per bushel. If 88% of Iowa's farmers plant it, that's quite an expense.
Yes, it is quite an expense, but it's an awfully low acre cost. For instance, the cost of planting Pioneer is approximately $1 an acre, and an increased yield of 2 bushels to the acre pays the full seed cost. Of course, it's expensive. We have hundreds of thousand dollars invested in plant equipment. We have 1,000 men, for instance, up at Coon Rapids right now on the payroll. We have all kinds of expenses in the summer and detasseling and a huge expense on the inbreeding. But it is a little cost to the farmer per acre, actually costing less than it costs to plant oats.
Well, that's not only an amazing statement, Bob, but one that's certainly significant. Nels, we've got about a minute's time left. What's the philosophy behind Pioneer's plan of direct-to-farmer selling?
Well, we like to find men to sell Pioneer corn who are farmers, who know the corn-growing conditions in their neighborhood, and who have a standing in their community. We feel that these men are better prepared to suggest the Pioneer hybrids on various fields that will do the best. They know which Pioneer hybrid have done, which Pioneer hybrids have done well on the low fertility soils, on the high fertility soils. Some of their neighbors may ask them just which Pioneer hybrids will probably do well in the back 40. They've lived near that back 40 for a good many years. They know what it's likely to do in the average year. And so that puts them in a position to be of real service to farmers everywhere. And that's why we try to find farmers who are outstanding men in their community to represent us in selling Pioneer corn.
In other words, the policy of corn being sold of the farmer, by the farmer, and for the farmer. Thanks to you, Nels Urban, and to you, Bob Gart. It's been a lot of fun working with you and some of the other Pioneer folks, and to note during the course of this series of programs how thoroughly Pioneer does its job. It's been interesting to be in the seed field and to note how the corn is picked early and carefully. It's been enlightening to be here at the plant where each ear is hand-sorted and where 3 sets of sorters and inspectors make certain that only the desirable ears get into the sheller. Oh, it's been a lot of fun to hear Jim Wallace tell about the grader where the corn is divided into various kernel sizes. And then today to hear you, Nels, and you, Bob, tell again about some of the reasons why Pioneer corn delivers. It's a product which is appreciated by no less than 85,000 Iowa farmers, to say nothing of thousands in other states. We return you now to our Des Moines studios.
This series of special broadcasts has described the most important steps in processing hybrid seed corn. If you missed any of these broadcasts and would like to visit a Pioneer processing plant, be sure to make the visit during the next few days. WHO Des Moines, 1000 on your radio dial.